Over the years, Hartford's downtown public library has become a welcoming place for people in immigrant communities and for those experiencing homelessness. Since the branch had to close its doors over a month ago because of the coronavirus, the library staff has been working to continue to serve those communities. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
The application for U.S. citizenship is 30 pages long and comes with a price tag of over $700. It's something that the Hartford Public Library's staff of lawyers and immigration specialists frequently help people with. Homa Nafisi is executive director of The American Place, a Department of Justice-accredited program through the library for immigrants seeking citizenship. She says they see applicants from a wide range of countries, including Jamaica, Peru, Colombia, and the Dominican Republic.
We have maintained a commitment to all those citizenship applicants that we were helping legally with their application form.
But since the citizenship office is closed and the Trump administration has temporarily thrown all immigration questions into doubt, Nafisi says naturalization interviews and oath ceremonies are postponed.
We have some people in limbo, but hopefully, you know, once this period, this safe distancing period is completed, those steps will be administered.
In the past few weeks, the library has moved its classes for English as a second language, citizenship, and food service industry certifications online. The majority of their students have enrolled in the online classes, intent on picking up where they left off. Nafisi says staying connected is a priority for the library.
If we totally abandon our community, our students, you know, that's just making the situation worse, and that's not what we're about. We're about helping, serving the community.
For members of Hartford's homeless community, the library was a safe, welcoming, clean space. Letty Cotto is the library's customer experience officer.
A lot of them were visiting because they were looking for warmth, because they were looking for a space to be, and because they were looking to be connected via Wi-Fi.
In the coming weeks, the branch's library on wheels will be stationed outside of a daytime homeless facility in Hartford that doesn't offer Wi-Fi. CEO Bridget Quinn Carey says while staff is working from home, they're using the time to complete a training called the Librarian's Guide to Homelessness.
It's a wonderful training program that really talks about what are some of the things we should be thinking about so that everybody on our entire staff, you know, public facing as well as back office administrative, really has a shared understanding of what it means to provide the best services we possibly can for this, you know, for people in the community that may be, you know, experiencing homelessness and are vulnerable in other ways as well.
It's unclear when the library will be able to reopen, but until then, staff plans to keep serving and connecting with the people they were used to seeing in person on a regular basis. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.